we mentioned that it's mevur in the Gemara that Benezikin, the Nizach, has a right to ask for the Mazik for Beinonis Veziburis. This is the Pashtus source of the Shmaisa, that the Nizach has a right to ask from the Mazik for Beinonis Veziburis. And not stam to ask for Beinonis Veziburis. And Tchilas HaGemore is mashma, that his rights to ask for Beinonis Veziburis is only Ki Yukre de Lekamei. And the Maskonas HaGemore mitzad Hoirato Koichom, he has a right to ask for Beinonis Veziburis Kedehashto. This is the Tzur of the Shmaisa, Klapi Nezikin. But even if the halacha is that Nizek Dinoi Beidis, he has a right to come and ask for Beinonis Veziburis. Just in the Tchilas HaGemore, he asks for Beinonis Veziburis Kiyukre de Lekamei. And the Maskonas HaGemore, Mitzad Herato Koichoi, he's asking and he gets Kedehashto. This is the Tzur of the Shmaisa of the Gemore. And on that, the Shaila is why he has a right to ask for Beinonis Veziburis. His koyach is idis. Why he has a right to ask for Beinonis Veziburis? So on that, Rashi answers, and this is Tchilas HaDvorim, Pshita. If he has a right to ask for idis, for sure he could ask for Beinonis Veziburis. This is Tchilas HaDin. On idis? If Hashem gives him idis, for sure he has a right for Beinonis Veziburis. Till here it's glad. And then comes the Rosh and says, I understand. The same thing he has a right to ask for idis, he could ask for Beinonis Veziburis. It's not less. Oh, but even when it's two idis, the Mazik could decide what he wants to give him. So you're right, if he has a right for idis, who had deemed that he has a right for Beinonis Veziburis, but the Mazik could decide what he wants to give. So why the koyach of the Nizik is to enforce the Mazik to give him Beinonis Veziburis? I understand, he has a schus to ask for it, legorah from what he has a schus to ask for idis. But even in two idisim, the Mazik is the one that decides what he gives. So here also the Mazik could decide if he wants to give him Beinonis Veziburis. And if he doesn't want to give him, he doesn't have to give it. Only if he wants it for how much money that the Mazik will ask. And the Gemara is mevur, not like that. That the Nizik, if he haven't been, has a right to ask for it, Chosh ki yukre de lekamei, and the Maskoni has a right to ask for it for the full price. This is the Amode of the Rosh, and Be'etzem, this is the Amode of the Ba'aya of the Sugi. This is the Hamodas Asugi. It's mevur that the Nizik has a right for Beinonis Veziburis. Just Yukre de Lekamei. Moch Mechalish Kedehashto. And the Shaila is why he has a right. And that is the long Rashi. Kal v'choymer, kol sheken. If I have a right for Yidis, I have the right. Avdem Zog Rosh, I understand that it's a kol sheken, that he has a right to ask for it. But when it's two Yidis, the Mazik can decide what he wants to give him. Why here it's different. And the Rosh gives the answer that Ein Echenami, Avada, he doesn't have a right to choose what he wants. The Sugya is with a Gilui Das. While the Mazik told him, I agree to give it. Just Ki Yukre de Lekamei, Kevod Shegilo Bedaitoi, now the Nizik has a right to ask for it. And the Havamina, at least Ki Yukre de Lekamei, and the Maskonim Itzadurata Koichoi, he could ask for it even Kedehashto. And that was a big avoda to understand. So what if he was Megalev the night that he was masking? He was masking with a tznai, with all the kashas that we asked. Oh, but the Rosh, Zamodas HaSugye, that Zainam would base him Babikame, that the Nizik could ask for Beinonis Veziburis, that the Baal Choyv could ask for Ziburis, that the Ksuvas Ishu could ask for Beinonis Botzirpurte, and maybe the Baal Choyv for Idis Botzirpurte, all of this is only if the Mazik said, yes, I agree. Ki Yukre Velekamei. Vali agreed, now we force him to give it. And not only that, and a cheaper price. That was the avoid of yesterday's year. But this is the ways of the Rosh. The Ayn Lefi the Rosh without a Gilui Das and Sugiyah Bedaf Zayin Amud Beis. the Agoyes Oshri brings down the Agoyes on the Rosh. We didn't have to come to it, but he says it close. Avola Teisves, V'chein Ba'or Zaruah, V'chein B'Ma'arich, Lo Yichilku B'ze, Ela Lo Oilom Yig V'Mazik Bein Nisim Yirtze, V'chein Ba'alchoy B'Ziburis. Zog the Agoyes Oshri B'Shem the Teisves. Goyes Oshri is the little Agoyes inside the Rosh, in Siman Beis. Avol Ba'Teisves, V'chein Ba'or Zaruah, וכן במעריך לא יחילקו בזה, אלא לא אילו מיגווה מזיק בין הניס, אם ירצה, וכן בהלכוי בזיבוס. The mazik has a right to ask for בין הניס, אם ירצה. The nizik has a right to ask for בין הניס, אם ירצה. And the בהלכוי has a right to ask for זיבוריס, אם ירצה. He has a right to ask. And we saw in the two in Simen Kuf Beis, he brings down B'Shem Derama, Yesh Oimrim, that if the Mazik wants a Beinanis, he could force to get the Beinanis. As I said to B'Shem Derama. Avol Adoini Ovi Arosh Kosav, only if it was a Gilidas. Avol Adoini Arosh Kosav, only if it was a Gilidas. ומחופץ אמר לו בזיבוריס, בואי אמר לתן לי זיבוריס ויפורטה, כוסב הרמה ששיימים לו. אבל האובי עדי מי הראש כוסב, שיוכל לו יתן לך אלו כדינכו. Only when the gilui does. So the two brings down, שכונו brings down, that is a shita. So we have a clore מחלקס. The shita is a tasteless, זה איזוק להגויס אושרי, מאחר הוא זרוע את הרמה, that the Nizik has a right to ask for the Beinanis and to force the Mazik to give him a Beinanis. And the Baal Choyv has a right to force the Loiva to give him Ziburis. The Goyen and the Agoyes and the Agoyes Oshri is Mitzayan, that it's a Tesis and Chesomut Beis. Mufush and Tesis and Chesomut Beis. Dibur HaMaschil Avon. ובעל כוחו של שימן יוכל לקח תפי פורטה כדי אמרידן לאל דאומר אם כן נועל תו דרס בפני לובים. Means the Maskon has a Gemorah, not the Ava Amina. We explained בעצם in the Ava Amina already stated that he could force him. שאתה שרף כי יוקרה כדי אשתה. Tais means down the Maskon, but that he could force him בעל כוחו. So we have to know, what is the Machlekes? What is the machleikas? That the Rosh learns that he cannot force him, and it makes sense. And the Agoyes Oshri, the Yeshayimim, and the Tur, the Tesis and the Fches hold that the Nizek could force to give a Beinanis. And the Baal Choyv could force to give a Ziburis. Before I start to explain it, I will ask you an interesting shaila. He could force him to give a Beinanis. And then the Baal Choyv could force him to give a Ziburis. The guy has 10 Beinanis. He could force him what Beinanis to take? Massive. We have to know. Lefidus Shita that the Nizek has a right to force a Beinanis. And the Baal Choyv has a right to force a Ziburis. He has a right or not? Lemosha, I will explain. He tells him, I want Beinanis Tfei Purta. The guy tells him, if you want Tfei Purta, I have one there. But he says, no. Rashi says, I want the one that is closer to my Sada. The guy doesn't listen. If you want Beinanis, I have a lot of Beinanis. You could force me to give Beinanis. Well, I have to be Me'ayan in that shit. Or have him and lefit shitas that he could force, even without a gilui das, if he could force him to give him a specific beinanis or not, yesh lai. But back to that shit, why he could force? The Rosh is asking a shaila. Even the idis he can force him velcha idis to give him. Here he could force. So the Yamshe Shleima is mashma. Maybe this shita holds. That even in Idis, the Nizik could force to give the Idis that he wants. what he wants is called Idis. So then the whole kasha of the Rosh doesn't start. What is the Rosh's kasha? The mevur in the sugya that the Nizik could force for a Beinonis and he could force for a Zibuis. Frank the Rosh, I understand that he has the rights in Beinonis and Ziburis similar to the rights, the same rights that he has in the Idis, but even if both are Idis, the Mazik could choose what he's giving him. So why here the Nizik could decide, I want the Beinonis and the Ziburis? This is the kasha of the Rosh. B'meil is mechadish that b'chlal has no rights, it's only b'negilei da'as. Oh, but the Agos Oshri says, and Azeh is mefurish in Tesfis. And Azeh is mefurish in Rabbi Niyoyne and Rabbi Basra Daf Mem Zayin, that he could force even without the Gilui Das. Shaila, why? So we could have said that Tachita holds that the Nizik has a right to enforce what he wants. Keloshon HaMeiri, what he wants is called Meitav. But two Idis, he could choose what he wants. And two Beinonis, he could choose what he wants. Remember, he for sure could enforce to give a Beinonis instead of a Ziburis. We could have learned like this pshat. We could have learned as a pshat. But the reason we cannot learn like that, because if you see the thesis in Chesamut Beis, he says mefurish. And two Beinonis, the Baal Choyv can't tell him what to give him. He could force him to give a Ziburis. Miu besonas beinonis ein beyod livro. And as it is on Rabbi Niyene. So Rabbi Niyene, when he brings down that second sheet, the second sheet alone, when we see it in the tool, we could have learned, maybe that the pshat is that the Nizek is allowed to choose sign to Edis, and shy to choose that he wants a beinonis. But in Rabbi Niyene, Rabbi Basra Mem Zayin, and the taste is in Chesel Mudbeis, and in Shulchan Aruch, as Mefurish, b'shtei Idis, or b'shtei Beinonis, the Mazik cannot choose what, the Nizik cannot choose what he wants. The Mazik could give him what he wants. But, if the Nizik wants a Beinonis, yesh oimrim that he has the koyach to force it. Again, if what Beinonis, I don't know. But he has the koyach to force it. And the shaila is miman efshach. The Rosh is asking a good shaila. Lo yiyeh elo yidis. Lo mezogit that it's a yidis. Lo yiyeh elo yidis. Even if it's a yidis, the mazik has a right to choose what he wants to give him. So how the nizik has a right to tell him, I want this beinonis. I want this beinonis. This is the kasha of the Rosh. So again, you have to shleim as a tzad that the gather of the meitav is what the nizek wants. This is the gather, and that becomes the meitav over everything, even in two sodas, even in the meitav. Yeah, but then it would be that alamo the nizek could choose. And when we see the Rabbi Niyene, when we see the tesis in Chesamut Beis, when we see the Shulchan Aruch the way he brings it down, avada in two idis, the mazik is the one that decides what he's giving to him. So the shaila is, so why here? The Nizik has a right to choose a Beinonis. Why has a right to choose a Beinonis? This is the kasha. So the Achronim want to say, Azavot, that when the Nizik, the Teirah Lemoshe will take a Mazik. The Teirah said to the Mazik, you could get the best one. You have a right to get the best one. He comes and he says, by me, a bigger land is much better. Much more geschmack. Hashem wants the good for me, I know what is good for me. A little land, I don't know how to take flowers. I know to do wheat. Wheat, a little wheat, a big son, I can make a lot of wheat. You're right, this is an Idis, you could manage grow a very choshev flower and make a lot of money. Ach weiß nicht, wie zu tun das. Or, I need it near my sada. I have 100 sadas here. One little good land there is worth garnish. If I add it to my sadas, Hashem wants to be good to me. This is be good for me. This is the reason when he's asking for Beinonis, this becomes a Zidis. Masha'enken, when he comes in between two Idis and he asks for one over the other one, everything is good. What he says, but for me, this is even better. Better from better, Hashem is not giving you. Hashem is giving you good. All these are level one. By me, you know, one like this is worth a lot. when you say the Beinonis is by you worth more from the Idis, this is the Idis and that is the Beinonis. About when, you know, you're not going to Beinonis. You want in the good, you have a Maile over these two good, this is very much worth for you. This is Ide Idis. That we're not Mechuyev to give you. That we're not Mechuyev to give you. The Hainu. By you, that Shavius is more from the Shavius of the Meitav. But when you have two Meitavs, just one by me is worth even more. Hashem didn't say you deserve to be a king. You deserve to get from that level. You say, by you, the Shvacha level is worth more from the good level. So this is the better level. But in between two levels, when you choose one over the other one, so you're asking more from what Hashem wanted to give you. That is Nishkin, that you can't get. That you can't get. In Lashon Rashi, it's not mashma. In Lashon Rashi is mashma. So lefi them, avad in between two meivtavs, like Rabbi Yehuda says, avad you don't get. In between two beinis, you don't get. Only klapi the beinis, klapi the idis, you get. And Lo Yotzir Taka, you tell the guy, I don't want a choshev sode. I want more beinis, and you don't have near one sode special more from the other one. And you stamp point on one, he could tell you to go to the other one. If your maile is that it's bigger, so the beinonis becomes idis, and the idis becomes beinonis. But you can't choose what. If the maile is because it's closer to you, so that is your idis. So not every time he would choose in the beinonis the one that he wants. He has the koyach to say that by me the beinonis is better from the idis. Till here it's glad. I want to go one more step. The Rambam is mashmit all of this Gemara. The Rambam is mashmit. He doesn't bring down the whole sugya that the Nizik has a right for Beinonis, k'de hashto, k'de mikore. That the Baal Choyv has a right for Ziburis, k'de hashto, k'de mikore. K'suvas Isha could ask for more. He's mashmit the whole Gemara. Frek the Tumim, why is mashmit this Gemara? You're right. We said already that the Gemara only came with the Chagav when she was trying to answer Akasha and Yoshi. Oh, but she said a lot of Chidushim. And the Rosh learns with the Gilidas, the Shidas HaTesis without the Gilidas. We say maybe only in Idis, maybe Beinonis with Beinonis, Idis with Beinonis, different Shittas. Then we have Shittas only less. Of a better one, he doesn't have a right to make a Giluidas, and Rabbeinu Peretz, and Taisis, all the Shittas Rishonim. All of that, the Rambam is mashmit keloy hoyev. Why the Rambam is mashmit this keloy hoyev? So the Tumim is meram is a teretz, and for that teretz, I want first to learn the next piece of the Gemara. Let me learn the next piece of the Gemara. Elo kashi. Back to the kashi, stiras apsukim. It says meitav, and it says yoshi. Omarove, call the Yaivle me meitav leisivle. If you give him karka, give the best karka. If you give subim, give the best subim. Vomeitav sodeyuksi. Elok yoser rapope veravune barede rab Yeshua mi bei rab pirshua. Call mile meitavu. Everything is good. Why? Everything is meitav. Diloi mizdaben ochem, mizdaben mimosa achrisa. Lebar meare de leisav le mimeitav kehere de lekifza lezvine. Everything is made of why? If you can't sell to this country, you sell to that country. Chutz from karka that you have to give a made of. Why? That people will jump on it. And people will want to buy it. Ad kana gemor. Zog the stipler. There's an extra line here in the Gemara. The Gemara said everything is made of. Why everything is made of? Why everything is made of? It's easy to sell. So the Gemara could have answered. Everything is made up because it's easy to sell. Karka is not so easy to sell. So you have to give him made up. The Gemara adds, so why you give made up? Because it's easy to sell the karka. I will explain the Hakiras of this type. Why we give made up? Because it's a good. We want to give something very good. Good. Gishmak. Made up. Metaltalim is also made of. Why? It's easy to make money out of it. But why? What is the Maylev made of? What is the Maylev made of? What is the Maile of Meita? It's a good piece? Or no? The Maile of Meita is because it's easy to make money out of it. 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 I'll explain the truth study. One side is, you broke someone's window, give him a chashev piece. A good karka. Other name. I really need to give him to fix his window. How you fix windows? You take money and you buy a window. I don't have money. Give him the easiest thing that could become money. What is the easiest thing to become money? A good piece of land. But pashtus we would learn. No. Meitav is something good. Money is also good. Why? With money you could buy meitav. So call me le meitav because you could buy meitav with it. Zog this type. Nechliku beze ha'amiroi. Abaye and the whole sugya here learned what is meitav? A goodie. A good piece. A meitav. Something good. Something kishmak. It's made up. Frag dabei, and it says you could give Subin. Subin is not made up. Abai is busy answering, busy answering. Answer the Gemara, no, you had a mistake. Made up is not something good. Made up is something to make money. Metaltalim is easier to make money. Imblem is daben ochim, is daben osam. This means the Gemara finishes. And why you give Meitav? Ke'eched elikivtzu alazmine. Meitav is also because of Ye'echetim to sell it. Zog the Stipler. This is the machlekes of the Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning taught that the yesod of Meitav is a good karka. Lefi that we have stiras apsukim. Rapopa v'ramuna by Rabbi Yeshua v'mechadesh, the chevtze of meitav is something that is close from money. And I will explain myself a little bit better. Lefi the first tzad, the chevtze of meitav is something gishmak. Money is also gishmak. Why? Because with money you could also buy gishmak. But not because we tried to fix the window before. The second tzad is no, meitav is money. And why we need money to fix the window? Call me the Meitav is only also a way to get the money. See what Banlaf Kiminas. Zog the Stipler, Abarazim, we have a Teretz. The Maskola Sagimore, that the Chevtze of Meitav is to get money. So when the guy says, I don't want Idis, I like Beninis Tfei Purte. We explain Rabbi Yehuda because this is my Meitav. Why you want something big? Because I like to make wheat. I'm not trying to give you something good. We're trying to get money, a good piece of land. You could say, what do you mean it's my Meitav? It's no smart to say this is my Meitav. Zog the Rambam, lefi the bottom of the Gemara, you raised the whole sugya. It's no mocking to the sugya before.
Maybe it's easier to sell a bigger piece of land.
What? Maybe it's easier to sell. So if it's easier to sell, so this will be the Meitav. If today the market is people want big lands, that will be called Meitav. Meitav is what people say is the best.
Well, what mean, next day's property sells a bigger piece of
land. But no one said such a svara that the pshat is easier for me to sell. So the mele, it's such a good svara till the imam shnik like 1 second. How we could learn that like that? So said, we'll try to answer it. But the mele, the moshel, the gilui das, the fi derosh. It's not having it because Rabbi Yehuda paskins it. Rabbi Yehuda paskins it. The rosh paskins it. Everyone paskins it. We're explaining so gishmak in the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't paskin it. The Rosh says, what is the board of Gilui Das? Now I have a right to collect what I want. What you want. We're trying to get you something to get money. What do you mean what I want? All of that svara is, if we're trying to give you a good land, you have rights in every land, even in the Beidinis, even in the Zibulis, We have rights. There's no rights. The nice is the Torah wanted to be too close to money. So there's no svara to say vala megala bedas. I have a schus to take this karka. Me'echet eisa. But Meila, it doesn't the Torah of this time. The Tumim says the Tumim of Nochem, but this time is pisa dan mamish chazak. That the Meila was a switch. We'll go a little bit weiter. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Yutes state la aloche, if a person has money and a karka, what he has to give first? Money. If he has metaltulim and karka, he has to give metaltulim. What? The nizik wants. I come. You owe me money. You broke my window. He says, take my karka. I said, no, I want money. Shulchan Aruch state, you give money. It's also Shulchan Aruch, but it's not a tough you test. It's if they can kuf beir. So different aloch. A tough you test is mazik. What are we coming now? You have a right. Belachayim is alabal another svara. I gave money. I want money. It's another svara bichlal. We'll see you later. Person doesn't borrow money, but then he'll be stuck. If he wants to sell, he will do. He will go to the market. Yeah. It's a different svara. No, neilas delas. It's all different svaras. What when people give money, what they want. Here, I broke you. I don't owe you money. I broke you. I owe. Now, Beis have to be goyver. It's kesef, metaltelim, and then meita. When I say is mashma, in Rashi, and Gittim, in chesamud Beis, in tesamud aleph, Frank de Goen, in Shulchan Aruch, that in the Gemara and Daftes, is mevur not like that. The Gemara says, Omar Avasi, ksofim, Harei hem kikarka. So Rashi, you're allowed to give money, it's equal to meitav. Why? Because with money you could buy meitav. Ksofim, harei hem kikarka. Lema hilchase? Lemeitav. But Rashi, ksofim. Tafilo yesh lehidik, mesalik bekesef, iboi. Frank the Goyen, Shulchan Aruch says that if he has money, he has to give money. And here the Gemara says, you could give money, you don't want to give your meitav, you could be yaitzen. Katchila b'diavad. We should already have that Rashi, what? In Boli Froya. Rashi said that Katchila, you're allowed to give money. If you want, you have to give money. The answer is, Zot Reb Ruven. This is the machlekes asugias. The sugi and daftes holds like the havam in the bayos. We'll have to know how they answer the psukim. We'll get the daftes. They learn meitav is meitav. Chiddush is money is like meitav. Ksofim hareim kekarka. The shulchan aruch paskens maskonas hagemara rebayos. Maskolas ha-gemore bayos, that the chefze of meitav is to get money, so money is for sure better for meitav. And then even metaltelim are better. Arina will be madgish. If you don't say this teire, so how you learn the gemore? Meitav is something very gishmak. Why metaltelim is like meitav? Well, you could sell it. So you could sell it in every place, so it could make money, so maybe it could be like meitav. This is the whole gemore. So then for sure, like this time, it was the last line of the Gemara, and Hashem said, gave Meitav because you could sell it. Why have to add that? Meitav is Meitav, and the Tautelim is like Meitav because you could sell it in every place. But the Gemara is adding a line. And why Hashem said Meitav? Keicha de likver tzalizuze. So Zogt Reb Ruven, we have two sugyas. We say, why am I adding Reb Ruven? As the stipler, we could have said the Gemara switch, and now everyone learns like that. Again, it's so shvel because we paskin al Shulchan Aruch in the Rosh. Everyone paskin the Gemara that he has tainus. We have to know how to be maimed it. We have to know how to be maimed it. But if we will say that the stak and machleik is what is the gather of meitav, if Hashem wants me to give him a good piece, oh no, the whole vote is Hashem wants me to pay cash. Just the mazik has the rights, the nizik to get mamish, easy to get cash. The Baal Choy, middle. So it's Isha, the lowest, to get cash. But everything is to get money. It's like the Shulchan Aruch, money is first. Metaltelim is first. Mashiach and Zag Reb Ruven, the Sugya and Daftes will learn. Fuck out. The Yosef of Meitav is Meitav, good. something good. Ksofim areyim kekarka. And like you would like the Rashi in the Mishnah. Meta Boretz, im roitze lifroya lekarka. Dahainu. Not that din is meitav and you could use money to be yoitze meitav. The din is money. If you want to pay a karka, so the mele you go with. But if you want to give money, if you want to give metaldalim, Abad has no parsha of meitav. Masha'engel, if you're the second nusach, the din is meitav. Metaldalim is like meitav. Kesef is like meitav. But the din is meitav. The teretz is Rashi. Rashi and Gittin and Mefurish Gobel Dimes. That is a chazor. This is the teretz, the stipler, and the tumim. Now, before we go weiter into this, Rabbi Zalman and Rabbi Aram, again, Avi Madgish. The Teira alone, the stipler, is a beautiful Teira. And it's Gishmak in the Gemara here. And it's Gishmak to say that the Sugi and the Tesla is not like that. The problem is that the Teira of the Tumim and the stipler is so strong that the Chefza of Meitav is what is easy to sell. So it's very hard to understand all these Svoras, I want it near my land. I want it dear. Ari lechua, it's not your rights. Okay, it's not such a kashi. After the Torah gave the din, this is my schus. We could miyashiv. Yishmai that the Rambam doesn't pass. So it will be Zalman, a geoinus. He says a whole Torah about Kol Shabbos, this one piece of the Torah, and we could go with a double shalom from the sugya. A double shalom from the sugi. We have a gemara that the nizik has a right to ask for beinonis, and the gemara taught in the beginning that he has a right to ask. He says like this: if you give me idis, kedehashta; if you give me beinonis, keyukre delekamei. The gemara says, "Viratam koichoi." He has to give him beinonis kedehashta. He has to give him beinonis kedehashta. He has to give him beinonis kedehashta. But in the beginning of the Gemara was ishakles kedinoch shkoil kedehashta, and if you want the beinonis shkoil kiyukra delekamel. Gemara says no. But this is the source of the Shmaisa. And we ask him manavshach if the din is kedehashta. So give him everything in the Ashram. If the din is kiyukra delekamei, does everything in the yukra delekamei. Why you can tell him, if you're giving me idis, it's kiyukra, and if you're giving beinonis, it's kiyukra delekamei. This was a part of the koshi when we were learning the sugya. Zogdu Mr. Zalman, Rebaran, Rav Shach, and Avi Ezri, Haposh Tezach. Idis, without the stipler, Mislam has both milas. It's easy to make money out of it. And it's a good thing. All of that makes idis. What is idis? Easy to sell. It's very good. No, Hashem gave you everything. It'll be easy for thing like money. Hashem wants to have something good. This is the pashtus. We're not saying that this is this sugya and this sugya. Yeah? This is the pashtus. Everything is there. Zakhtar Azza, you want idis? The guy says, you broke my window, give me idis. The guy thought, I'll give you idis. You know, in another half a year, it's worth $1 million. I'm sorry, I need to fix my window now. Kedehashto. But he tells the guy, no, I don't want kedehashto, I want beinonis. Oh, I want beinonis. But it's very hard to sell. He says, no, because it's very close to my field, it'll be very good for me. Ah, you're not planning to sell it. You want it stand because it's gishmak for you. The real price is yukra delekamei. So take it, yukra delekamei. If you want kedinoch, you want to have idis, you write them your idis is to make money out of it right away. But if you're telling me, I don't want idis, I want beinonis. Why? Tvei pulta, I want to have a bigger piece. It's easier for me. And I have a right. I have a right because Hashem told me I have a right to have good things. I'll give you something good. The real price is the winter. It's Nisan. The real price is Chodesh Nisan. Just, idis has both in the other. The Mele, this is what he told them. If Shabbos kedinoch, shkoil kedehashto, because you also have a right to make money out of it right away. If you have a right to make money out of it right away, the Mele, I have to give you kedehashto. I have to give you kedehashto. I can't give you kedelekamei. I have to give you something that you could take out of it money right away. Because Hashem gave you a right to fix your window right away. You're right that the real price, we said, is the feed the Nissan. But when we come, I have to fix my window now. So I need Kedash. But if you come into me with a timer, I don't want to give you Kedash. I don't want Idris. I want Beninis Tfeipulte. I want a bigger piece. I want it to be near my land. If you want Beninis Tfeipulte, so you're not asking because you want to make money out of it. You're asking for it because it's a Meitav. If you're asking for a Meitav, the price is Geyuka de la Kame. The price is Geyuka de la Kame. Well, Baal Choyv is also. The Beinonis of the Baal Choyv is also easier to sell from the Zibuis, and it's also a better piece. So again, we have to remember the state of the stipler, because then you see the stipler inside. We have to know if we are really switching now to learn that this is Idis, or the stipler of Islam is with Asa Rambam, that the Chlal is no Indian to give the guy something good. The whole Indian? Or Avada, we say that it's both in Yonim could be. Maybe both in Yonim could be. Mitzvah Hashem, Yom Rishon, we'll start the next week. I'm not sure.